he be the first former president indicted? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Donald Trump under more scrutiny in New York City, though. As he runs for president again, he insists on social media he did absolutely nothing wrong and it's a witch hunt.
The Manhattan District Attorney's Office has invited former President Trump to testify before the grand jury. The investigation centers around alleged hush money payments Trump's former attorney Michael Cohen says he paid to two women who said they had affairs with Trump before he was a presidential candidate. Cohen pleaded guilty to a number of federal charges, including violating campaign finance rules over paying the money to the women, which he said Trump reimbursed him.
That's Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Republicans say President Biden's budget plan will go nowhere in the House. Speaker Kevin McCarthy tells Fox Business,
"The worst part about this, it's so unserious, but it's unserious at the wrong moment in time."
The president plans to bring the deficit down by raising taxes on the wealthy and corporations by $4.7 trillion over a decade.
Anybody who thinks our present federal tax system is fair, raise your hand.
The House Republican leadership calculation, quote, "For every dollar the federal government takes in, we spend $1.29. Under CBO's new projection, that number will go up to average $1.34 over the next 10 years.
The Fox's Peter Doocy, he didn't deserve it. That from the father of one of the two Americans murdered in Mexico.
Been trying to make sense out of it for a whole week. You know, just restless, couldn't sleep, couldn't eat. Crazy to see your own child, you know, taken from you in such a way."
The bodies of James Woodard's son, Shahid, and Zendel Brown were returned to the U.S. yesterday. Their two friends who survived the kidnapping are freed back in the U.S. The drug cartel responsible wrote a letter of apology that included a photo of five guys tied up. It says have been turned over to authorities. In Germany, authorities say it's now down to six people murdered in a shooting rampage at a Jehovah's Witnesses place of worship. An unborn baby also died. The mother survived. The gunman killed himself. America's listening to Fox News.
Is your home's title still in your name? What would you do if you discovered you're the victim of a home title theft and that the one document that proves you own your home is no longer in your name? With Home Title Lock's free lookup service, you can verify your home is still safely in your name. Thieves can now discover the title to your home online. They simply forge your signature on a transfer document stating you sold your home to them. Then they take out loans on your home or sell it to some unsuspecting buyer. Homeowners insurance and common identity theft programs do not protect you. Home Title Lock does. Home Title Lock puts a virtual shield around your home's title to help keep criminals away. First things first, verify your home's title is still in your name with Home Title Lock's free lookup service. There's no obligation. It's absolutely free. Then register your address for 30 free days of protection. Visit HometitleLock.com/free. HometitleLock.com/free.
Texas killed a killer last night, though Arthur Brown Jr. insisted till his final breath he did not murder four people during a 1992 drug robbery. Brown's last words before getting a lethal injection, "This isn't justice. It's the murder of an innocent man." And he insisted courts blocked him from proving it. In New York City, a prisoner was set free after the Brooklyn DA acknowledged Sheldon Thomas is innocent. After serving 18 years behind bars for murder he did not commit, Thomas was arrested and prosecuted after a witness identified Sheldon Thomas, but it was a different person with the same name, a mistake the DA says was concealed and then overlooked. In South Carolina,
lawyers for Alec Murdaugh filing a notice to appeal his convictions and sentences for the murders of his wife Maggie and son Paul. A judge sentencing the 63-year-old to two life sentences last week after a jury found him guilty of fatally shooting his family members in June of 2021. The trial lasting 6 weeks, but deliberations lasting about 3 hours. It's unclear when the appeal would take place.
That's Fox's Kristen Goodwin. One of Murdaugh's lawyers insists it was not a fair trial. Later this hour, we'll get a key update on the economy.
February's jobs data will give investors more insight into the impact that higher interest rates are having on the labor market. Economists are expecting that employers added 205,000 new jobs during the month.
That would be a hiring slowdown from the more than 500,000 jobs in January.
The unemployment rate is expected to hold steady at 3.4%. Fed Chair Jerome Powell has said that February's jobs figures, along with next week's inflation data, will strongly influence the central bank's rate decision at its upcoming March policy meeting.
That's Fox's Hillary Barsky on Wall Street ahead of the Fed and the jobs. We have stock futures falling, coming off yesterday's big sell-off when the Dow plunged more than 500 points. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Joe Miller. One woman dead after a four-year-old wounded following a shooting in Decatur. Police say the victim shot in the 1300 block of North Woodford Street. The woman died at a hospital while the toddler's injuries are non-life-threatening. Detectives investigating the incident. No arrests have been made. State and local officials celebrating the launch of a new behavioral health workforce education center in Springfield. The center is going to be housed at the Southern Illinois University School of Medicine. The facility will increase Illinois' capacity to recruit, educate, and retain behavioral health professionals. Truck driver being cited in a crash involving a state trooper in Champaign County. They say the trooper is sitting in a squad car early on I-74 exit 197 in the construction zone. A truck hauling three tractors drove through barricades, hit the police vehicle, and sent the trooper to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries in this incident. Police and fire continue to investigate. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim, and off we go. We have another morning of disappointment with Illinois basketball. We're kind of bummed we lose to Penn State again, but yes. You know what? I'll be very honest. I don't know if we played them 10 times, if we could beat them. It's just a really bad matchup for Illinois, and that's what the NCAA is going to be all about, matchups. And, you know, didn't play well enough, and they played a little better, and we lost, and we're almost done. So it's been a grind, and I can't imagine this new thing, Solier, of, you know, NIL and players and packages, and it's no longer, gosh, they have a good engineering program. Now it's all about what's the package. And it just cracks me up. They keep calling them student athletes. I'm sorry. That free agency thing has kind of...
That's what I was going to ask. You were getting out of the free agency aspect, which has evolved in this level, right?
It's what it is. There's a marketplace now of thousands of kids that want to leave their school. And so if the coach gets mad at their guy, Lou Henson used to sit guys down when they took a bad shot. If we did that, they transfer. I mean, it's just like, what the heck? Okay, Mr. Soye, question.
Yes, sir.
Is daylight savings time necessary?
You know, on the front side of it, like the change on Sunday, and then we go back into, you know, being darker here into the start of the day when you and I and Diane kind of like it a little lighter. And, you know, I question the need for it. But once we get into that setup where we have a nice early sun up and we have extended evening time, as in, you know, maybe compacting that daylight saving time a little more, then maybe there's some benefit to it. So,
I just wonder. We started, didn't, because the school children were in the dark at 7 a.m. or something.
Mm-hmm. Had to do with I'm dating myself. It didn't have something to do with the energy crisis as well back in the 70s?
When did daylight savings time begin?
We need Nathanielson.
Yeah,
on,
that's
did
right,
you know
that's right.
on Thursdays to, at 7:50 on
we,
this.
That's what we need. All right, it's our meteorologist Greg Solier, brought to you by Carl.
Carl reminds you, if you're not feeling well, you can rock convenient care virtually. All you need to do is book it from your kitchen table or couch or wherever you're laying around and not feeling all that great. It's mycarl.com.
Well, meteorologist Greg Solier feels a little chilly this morning. What are you seeing on the old maps here today, buddy?
Yeah, boy, I tell you, I wish maybe if we could somehow, and there's obviously no correlation to the time change and getting some insulation and warmth around here, but if we could, be hopefully, you know, a nice way to warm things up. That's the only thing I've got in my hip pocket to get things to warm up around here in the foreseeable future, and that as well ain't going to happen as we get kind of locked into this late winter, early spring-ish, and not even that feel for the foreseeable future. That 70 and 65 to 70 degree warmth we had earlier in the week, that is going to be a figmentation of our imagination going forward here for, I think, some time to come. Lots of snow this morning. Wisconsin, northern Illinois, at least down to snow showers and flurries there through Michigan, and the Lakes region will get into a little closer rain snow line. We're not getting that over and complete with, at least in the air around here in the days to come. There may be a shower here in spots this afternoon, even by evening time, and this afternoon, a little wet snowflake mixed in, highs 39 to 41, gusty west wind. We are currently 35, will it in Savoy, down at night to 27, with with an evening shower of rain and snow. Tomorrow, maybe a sprinkle in the afternoon, 42. Then tomorrow night into Sunday morning, a little rain, a little wet snow, no accumulation, we think, and 33 tomorrow night, up to about 38. That's it on Sunday. 37 and sprinkles in the afternoon on Monday. Tuesday, 38. That's it. We do get back in the 40s here Wednesday through Friday next week, but there's more rain slash snow, rain, wet snow for Thursday and Friday of next week as
looks
well.
Looks like 19 Thunder Bay, Ontario, 1908, daylight savings time. That was the first one. Germany, 1916.
Yes.
So about 100 years that we've been at it. And Benjamin Franklin, 1784, suggested it. Suggested it.
Right, with the early to bed, early to rise comment.
Yeah, way to go.
Makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise.
You got it.
Absolutely.
Okay, partner, good work.
That's why people listen to this radio station.
Right.
We don't need Ben Franklin.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate you.
See you around next time.
7-Eleven. All right, it's Greg Solier, meteorologist. Yeah, so we are moving our clocks forward an hour. And it's, you know, it's just one of those, lose an hour of sleep. And as you get older, it tends to, like, you notice.
In this article, it says daylight savings time didn't become a standard in the U.S. until the passage of the Uniform Time Act in 66, which mandated standard time across the country within established time zones and stated the clocks would advance an hour at 2 a.m. And that's why we do it at that time. And there's a little bit of a time.
Does Arizona do this? I mean, because I thought they didn't touch their clocks, but then I was very confusing. Did Indiana always do it? Only 4 in 10 countries do this. Only 40%
states couldn't exempt themselves from daylight savings time as long as the entire state did so. Which is that the case for Indiana?
That's why when you were flying out of Indianapolis, you wonder, do they change their clocks?
Right.
I thought for a time they didn't.
That's right.
If anybody has any insight, you can text in 217-359-2255.
I do feel like we should hop out of it.
Okay. I mean, I just don't haven't put a lot of thought in. I do know that right around November, it's really dark in the morning, but are kids catching school buses anymore very often? I don't know. I'm not sure. I know a lot of Unit 4 and Unit 117, don't they take the MTD a lot? There's a lot
the
of buses.
The seasonal changing of the clocks would effectively be eliminated in the United States under this Sunshine Protection Act, except for Hawaii and parts of Arizona, it says.
Parts of Arizona. It's so confusing.
It is.
And again, something in my head says Indiana was kind of on the page and off the page. I don't know. Anyway, we flip ahead an hour, just FYI.
So. It says, since daylight savings time started, fatal traffic accidents rise 6% around this time
when we adjust our
clocks.
Because we're tired?
I don't know.
Hmm. All right, 217-359-2255. You want to chime in on the daylight savings time issue? It is Friday. We are bummed because we're in the United Center with the Illini. We're 17-8 overall in games up there in tournament play, and now 17-9. Nobody can beat a team three times, right?
Right. 79-76, though, and only 1 point difference at halftime.
We were down 10 again in the first half. Then we run back. It's 31-30 at half. We come out, and we can't beat Penn State. Not this year.
They beat us three times, so we obviously haven't we haven't figured out what the sauce is to beat them. You know, it's frustrating when you shoot 57% in the second half and lose. We had a little different approach, trying to get the ball in the paint. Dane and Coleman, I thought, were electric. You know, Dane missed a few early. You know, trying to take advantage of that. Coleman's 8 of 12, or 8, I can't read, 8 of 14, I guess. You know, they go to, booty ball. You know, it's really, really hard to guard. You know, when you can keep the possession of the ball for 12, 13 seconds, 10 seconds, and just keep backing up, and you have no recourse in how you guard it, it becomes very challenging. And if you double, he sprays it. You know, they have the rule in the NBA that eliminates that, but they don't in college. So, obviously, Mike is an unbelievable coach. He's done a great job, and wish him luck in the NCAA tournament.
Yep, they're going. Penn State, we kind of needed that. Now they're in. But you're thinking, if they're barely in, how do they handle me? Total of 30 points in three games, and there was a moment in the second half. Now Dane Danger goes in, lays it in, and he's fouled. And again, this Penn State's the oldest team in basketball in college this year.
They look like men playing.
Well, they did, and one of their players, after Dane made that, got close proximity, and Dane closed his eyes and was screaming, kind of like Coleman Hawkins.
The celebratory thing.
And headbutted the Penn State player. They went to the review. It's a flagrant. Dane didn't mean to, but it's hard to, you know, was it intentional? Was it? I think Penn State kind of got it. If smart, old player, you know?
Yeah.
Dane was asked about that.
You know, I had scored, and then I just celebrated. I didn't see him. I had my eyes closed, so I didn't know he was right in front of me, so I ran into him. I tried to talk to the ref about it, but, you know, he said things about concussions and stuff like that, so,
yeah. Yeah, okay, so he makes his free throws 46-40, and then they get two free throws. Their guy makes it 46-42, and they got the ball back. That was a momentum changer.
Yeah.
And it was unforced. It wasn't really necessary. It was one of those things, you know, that really changes when R.J. Melendez against Houston last year hung on the rim and got a technical for a terrible call.
I remember that.
And that changed the game and momentum on that. So it is, the point is, the margin of error in any of these games is minuscule. And if you, one little thing here and there changes momentum, it's just really, really hard. And then booty ball is where the guy gets the ball, they isolate him, everybody moves out, and he just backs in. In the NBA, you can't do that. You can't hold it for 15 seconds while you just back in with your butt.
I see.
And Pickett is he's an NBA player.
Yeah.
And if you keep one guy on him, he's usually clever enough to either get around him or fade away with a little 10-foot jump shot and make a lot of them. He didn't have a lot of points last night. But what happens if you double him, he kicks it out really fast and they make threes. So it's very difficult to guard. That's what Brad was talking about. I'm not sure we can beat Penn State. We could play them 100 times. I don't know how many times, maybe a few. They're just a bad matchup. That's all about matchups.
Illini grabbing 11 offensive rebounds and capitalizing off those boards with 19 second chance points.
Well, Penn State at 10 offensive. And they're like the worst rebounding offensive team. Anyway, we lost the game. It's over. Now we get a whole week to rest up and get our NCAA Selection Sunday. 5 o'clock on Sunday.
We'll find out the seeding.
Yeah.
We'll
most likely be in 8 or 9. I don't think we slip to a 10, but that means we play in 8 or 9, which is generally, you know, I just think a 4 and a 13 will be a really good game. I just not much difference. So again, you make a mistake, you lose the game. It's going to be close. If we win one, then we'll get the top seed, one of the four top seeds.
Okay.
So it's just on we go. And
well, the Big Ten tournament's certainly been entertaining.
Yeah.
With Rutgers over Michigan, 62-50. Ohio State beating Iowa, 73-69. Maryland beat Minnesota, 70-54. So Maryland's got Indiana tonight. Ohio State has Michigan State. And out of the gate, I think, is Rutgers and Purdue. And, of course, Penn State and Northwestern will be a game. Are we interested in that?
Not much. No,
okay.
not really.
Are we interested in anything?
Which tournament is that again?
Exactly.
I mean, why I've probably freed up 10 hours of time this weekend,
okay.
Which is really good.
Yes, that's right. Lots of things to do in our lives.
Try not to go crazy because you can really let that affect your mood, and I just can't invest like that. I just can't.
We were watching the Tuscola Scales Mound game, and I think we thought there was a depth perception issue.
I don't know. Bad shooting. 40-27, Tuscola loses to Scales Mound, which
but
is
But they ended
Northern
up
Tim.
Winning against Bloomington Cornerstone Christian Academy, 64-46.
So they got third place. All right.
So
awesome. Let's check your weather, brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
And they remind you, jobs, they had their job fair yesterday, and there's lots to choose from, but act on it now so you're all set for the summer with a great side hustle. UrbanaParks.org/jobs.
Hold on, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and Vis. Saturday, next late season storm system gathering strength and through the plains. It'll be heading our way with rain this afternoon. This system certainly much weaker from the one of late last week, but there are winter weather advisories as close in as Chicago back west towards the Quad Cities for a few inches of snow and some ice too. Here it's just rain this afternoon at 46 and a gusty east wind. Couple of rounds of rain early on tonight. Breezy low down to 36. Tomorrow a couple of sprinkles early and late. Much of the day dry, variably cloudy, breezy. High up near 41, down to 25. A bit of a colder air mass moves in here for tomorrow night. And a chilly Saturday, partly sunny, 42. A little bit of a rain snow mix in here on Sunday with a high temperature up near 38. Sprinkles in the afternoon Monday at 38 as well. Will be in the upper 30s on Tuesday. Day,
moderate back in the 40s for Wednesday and Thursday, and signs of another wet system in here for late next week. Maybe a little snow to precede on Thursday. High temperature up around 45 degrees. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
A tradition of excellence over 150 years in the making. At Busey Bank, we're committed to building relationships that span generations. Wherever your journey in life leads you, we are with you along the way, creating a legacy for you and your family. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868, proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Liz Claman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Economists are expecting the February employment report to reveal 205,000 new jobs created and the unemployment rate remaining the same at 3.4%. Many economists are predicting January's much stronger than expected jobs growth will be revised lower in today's update. President Biden has proposed a $6.8 trillion budget, which contains some $5 trillion in proposed tax increases on high earners and corporations over a decade. Among those getting hit hardest under proposed tax hikes, very wealthy households.
Worth $100 million or more, they would face a 25% minimum income tax. And this includes this tax on unrealized gains, stocks you haven't sold in your portfolio.
Jerry Willis with the Fox Business Network. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
New from the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Dana Perino, co-host of The Five and co-anchor of America's Newsroom. Join me for season three of my limited time podcast, Everything Will Be Okay. I'll chat with guests who have had major career or life pivots and people who have persevered and are leaving a trail of inspiration for all of us to follow. Of course, we'll have some laughs along the way.
Subscribe and listen starting March 13th at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Nate Evans and his team can make the selling process easy. Amy was glad that she chose Nate and her team. His team was to sell her home. She went and found Nate Evans, found the process was easy to get the home ready. Nate's team had referrals ready to do whatever needed to be done, relieving Amy of having to find people herself. The best part, the home was sold before it ever went live on the market.
You don't want to let that bad advice from inexperienced agents cost you thousands of dollars. Nate doesn't hire inexperienced agents. The average spent in Champaign and Mahomet sells around four homes each year. Nate and his team sell over 500. So when you think about these statistics, think Nate Evans of the Nate Evans Group with eXp Realty for you. As you talk about your timeline and call the only agent I would call if I needed to sell my home, it's Nate Evans at 217-239-7113. Get an immediate cash offer on your home. Offer flexible fees. Sell your home for the most money possible. It's an online search to Nate Evans Group to start packing.
Hi, this is Steve from Good Vibes.
And this is Luke Goody from your men's basketball team.
Luke, it's great to have you back on the floor. We hope to see a lot of you in March.
I was pretty sure we'd get postseason games this year. That's why I hung in there.
Well, I guess you watch hours of basketball, but what about other sports?
I watch football and baseball, even golf if it's good.
You know, DirecTV's number one in sports programming.
I know they have great sports, but I can't put a dish up at my place.
You have internet, right?
Yeah.
DirecTV streaming gets you more sports than cable for a better price with no contract.
Wait, what? DirecTV's not a satellite?
DirecTV has satellite, but streaming's the thing. It works in apartments and condos wherever there's Wi-Fi.
I can get BTN and the Cardinals?
DirecTV had BTN first, and the networks that carry Cubs and Cards are included in the Choice Plus package. Plans start at $74.99 a month.
Let me guess, I can get DirecTV streaming from Good Vibes.
Nothing gets by you, huh, Luke?
When you're looking for a business to work with, you choose someone local, someone who's terrific at what they do, a company that helps others in need in Champaign-Urbana, and a company that stands behind what they do. That company is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors has been keeping the rain out for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy and their family work hard to not only make sure you're 100% satisfied by their work, but that they also strive to have a positive impact on Champaign-Urbana. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
Yeah, so I tell myself, I'm only giving myself 1 hour to get over an Illinois loss. And it's dragging through.
It is.
It's tournament time. I was into it. I wanted us to win really bad. I really believe that Penn State shouldn't beat my team three times in 1 year. But anyway, so all you do is you just say, well, I don't have any expectations for my team anymore. I had earlier. And it's just like, if you remember the 89 team and the 05 team, what did they have? They had a tremendous cohesive unit of people that liked each other and knew each other for years. And you may never have that again. So the dynamic is decidedly different. And to piece these players together that have choices as to where they play their basketball and the kinds of deals that people are getting for them. And yes, there are people that have people that get that for them. And the marketing people for the name, image, and likeness are agents. Come on, man. It's just what it is. So we're trying to play in the game in the deep pool, but it doesn't mean that the thing comes together. You know, back when Sky Clark left, I'm going, I don't know if this is going to work. And then Sky left. And then for whatever reason, Epps played more. It seemed better. But the bottom line is, it's a very even Big Ten. And one thing can change everything for a game. And, I mean, we're not very good shooters. I thought maybe that would come around. It has not. And we have got some of the lazy passes that turn into turnovers and fast breaks are just like, I don't get it. And then free throw shooting. That's, you know, generally what is your weakness comes out in the tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
And that certainly did. Our turnovers were pretty good last night. And we shot 57% in the second half, but we shot, you know, pretty poorly in the first half. And Penn State shot over 50%. Three times in a row, my vaunted defense, they shot over 50%.
Right.
So I don't know.
We have some Illini fans chiming in at 217-359-2255 on the Tapman's Towing phone line. If Dange's incident last night was a flagrant foul, then Kofi's accidental punch of the official years ago should have been determined to be aggressive battery. Ridiculous, says John.
What's the last part?
I don't remember that either, but I
do know that Zach Edey shoved Matt Meyer to the ground. Was that a flagrant? He extended his arms, and that's when Matt looked like he hurt his tailbone.
Yeah.
Now, if that's a flagrant, we probably win the basketball game. The game was up in the air at that moment. So it's things like that that, you know, just one of those you can call them bad breaks, whatever it is. Dane didn't have to jump around and scream either. I mean, keep your eyes open, because I'm not so sure that, you know, the Penn State guys are smart. They're 23, 24 years old, kind of getting their space. So the guys celebrate and accidentally take a hit and then complain. Mm. They look at the video and say, it happened earlier in a Duke game, apparently, and the same thing happened.
I see.
Guy kind of celebrated, but didn't look like he meant it, but it's really hard to determine intent, you know, all that stuff.
Right.
Concussion, you know. So anyway, it's stuff like that, but it's you're in Chicago. You're thinking, is it what a scene? Wow, we got Penn State, then we got Northwestern. And we didn't get past Penn State. So I know, I'm feeling it with you. I'm feeling it with you people.
But again, we can refocus now on a whole lot of stuff.
Well, spring
cleaning.
Do you have any expectations? I mean, the one of the greatest things about Brett Bielema's football team last fall, did we have any expectations? No. I mean, we were a nickel away from making the Big Ten title game in Indianapolis when the Big Ten actually spent money and advertised the potential. We were going to go to the title game. And we were really close. It didn't happen. So now this year, Brett Bielema's got something on his back this year. It's called expectation. We're going somewhere, right? We're going to a bowl, right? Right? We're going to a bowl, right? We lost. It's just part of the deal, man. Just how sports works. But it's so hard because you look at our basketball team and you go, man, these guys are good. They're so good. And when we're good, we're great. But when we're not, it's just hard. So we're pulling for you. Brad Underwood has won more Big Ten basketball games in the last 4 years than anybody. He's number one. Just got to, and listen, if somehow, and I'm having a hard time getting
20 and 12.
Yeah, but most Big Ten wins the last 4 years in the Big Ten is Brad Underwood in Illinois. That's pretty good. But, you know, obviously, sadly, the only thing that really matters is next week. I mean, that's what we remember. And if you win two, then it's like, oh my gosh, isn't that Matt Meyer a character? Get him on Star. Everything's happy. But if we lose in the first game, it's like, it's disappointing. So tough business they're in over there. All right, going to break. We'll be right back. Brother Johnny jumps on Friday. We've got a whole bunch of things. Joe Biden says it's Republicans' fault for defunding police. They want to That's what he said.
Oh, wow.
That's like me saying Illinois is the best three-point shooter in the country. Well, that's not true. No, that's because the referees aren't calling fouls. I can just deny stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have a clip of that. We got more here in the next 30 minutes. It's Friday.
You can hear the show anytime at stevejay.com.
By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience. Several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Former President Trump's invited to testify before a Manhattan grand jury next week. It's investigating hush money payments to women claiming they had affairs with him. That invitation is extended to potential defendants for a chance to answer questions before indictment.
If Trump himself is charged, it would be the first time a former president was indicted. Trump, who has consistently denied the affairs, posted to his social media platform that this is just another example of a weaponized justice system. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
California's been hit with more rain on the coast, snow in the mountains.
It's frightening, and we've had a long winter as it was. Right. Enough!
She's in South Lake Tahoe, California. Six people and an unborn baby are shot and killed at a Jehovah's Witnesses hall in Hamburg, Germany. Police say the gunman, a former member, killed himself as officers stormed in, and that eight people are wounded, including the mother of that unborn baby. The Labor Department reports 311,000 new jobs created in February. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Decatur man in legal trouble after a dog found dead in a crate alongside the road in Macon County in January. Twyla Kitsis was arrested for failure of owner's duties. Authorities say the discovery made January 24 on the side of Sawyer Road south of Alinewick in Decatur. The dog appeared to be emaciated. Illinois High School Association sanctioning the Maine South High School football program using ineligible players during the 2022 season. Maine South will forfeit 9 wins from the past year and be placed on probation through the end of the 23-24 school year. Penalties are the result of multiple players violating IHSA bylaws. New proposal at the Capitol could provide thousands of people with disabilities the services they need. That's because the state only picks a handful of people every year to get money. The list is so long that a state senator has introduced a bill to speed things along for those who are waiting. That's what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Yep, that's Jim Miller, ESPN 93.5. We check our weather forecast. That's brought to you this morning by Busey. For over 150 years, Busey, member FDIC.
Okay, everyone, let's check weather. Free Sims, Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. Next late season weather system taking aim at our neck of the woods over the next 24 hours. Paling in comparison to a far weaker feature from last Friday. Nonetheless, accumulating snow expected as close in as the I-80 and 88 corridor on northward into parts of the upper Midwest. Meanwhile, it'll be rain here moving in for the afternoon with high temperature about seasonal levels at 46. The east wind 15 to 25 of a bit gusty. A couple of rounds of rain early on tonight, mainly before midnight, breezy low down to 36. Winds will come around into the west, diminish for the day tomorrow. That west-southwest wind will pick on up 12 to 22. A couple of sprinkles early and late and a high about 41. Some chilly air moves in for the weekend, not before partly sunny, 42-degree readings on Saturday. Weekend highs in the upper 30s, or maybe a little rain-snow mix coming through the area on Sunday. Monday, couple sprinkles in the afternoon, up to 37 degrees and high temperatures from the upper 30s to mid-40s. Tuesday and Wednesday, more rain the end portion of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm Andrew Just Greg Solier.
The Boneyard Arts Festival is coming up April 15th at Meadowbrook Park from noon to 3. All ages are welcome to this free event. See art from local students and meet artist Tim Somerville. He sculpted Life on the Prairie, the awesome new sculpture of the bison at Meadowbrook Park. Meet at the Meadowbrook Interpretive Center April 15th and be sure to stick around and enjoy a great walk through the Wandell Sculpture Garden. Take in public art at Meadowbrook for the Boneyard Arts Festival. For details, visit urbanaparks.org.
ORG.
Yeah, for the longest time, Coach Mike Ditka joined us at this segment. Brother Johnny's on the phone, New Orleans. We haven't talked to Coach in a while. Any word? I think you talked to Diana last month, didn't you?
No, I talked to Mike, and he's okay. He's not up for radio. I don't know, Steve. He's 83.
Yeah, that's something.
And he's doing okay in Florida, but you know, he's not like he was 25 years ago. Let's
that's I'm sure that's right.
He's been doing it a while. That's
he's
for
been
sure.
doing it a while, and you don't see too many Hall of Fame NFL football players in their 80s. So we're thankful for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay, so Illinois loses last night, Johnny. I know you didn't see the game. You're kind of tracking it. There was a key moment. I believe Dane Danger's basket. Oh, I don't know, 10 minutes ago in the game, and it gave Illinois, I think it was a 45-40 lead and one, and Dane is screaming with excitement. He has his eyes closed. The Penn State player kind of moves closer to him, and he headbutts him. Inadvertent, but you can't determine intent. They asked Dane after the game.
You know, I had scored, and then I just celebrated. I didn't see him. I had my eyes closed, so I didn't know he was right in front of me, so I ran into him. I tried to talk to the ref about it, but, you know, he said things about concussions and stuff like that, so, yeah.
Yeah, unnecessary, of course, but so Dane actually made the free throw, so 46-40. They make their two and get the ball. And it really, as the R.J. Melendez technical,
so folks,
or the R.J. Melendez, I guess, dunk that was a technical in the Houston game in the NCAA second round last year, completely changed the momentum.
Mm-hmm.
So things like that, Johnny, do happen, and it hurts, and it's too bad, but that's what happened. So that kind of changed the flow of it. We might have been able to expand it a little bit up six, but was not to be. So
well, yeah, I think they got down 9 late, but what was the final?
79-76. 79-76. We hit a three at the buzzer. We had three at the buzzer, but yeah. So we're
well.
Done.
And I've been tracking Illinois and watching most of the games. We were just tied up, and I've been frustrated because at the point about 25 games into it, we've played 32. I just did a little bit of math, and they don't need to shoot more than 10 or 12 threes because they shoot 28%. That's their number. And if you shoot 100 shots and make 28, you're going to get 84 points. If you shoot 50% and you shoot 100 shots at twos, because we shoot 50%, that's 100 points.
Yeah.
What were we last night? They probably shot 23.
28%.
and so, Steve, so when you miss 15 threes, that's usually a change of possession. And we can't afford that. Yeah. And we've got the guys that can take it inside. So I get frustrated watching. So I've been listening to Brian. That's a great hire you had about, 25 years
yeah,
ago?
Yeah, something
a great
like
guy.
That. Yeah. No. It's hard and bummed a little bit. But we're going to the NCAA. We'll probably be a 9. We're going to play an 8. I've seen, potential matchup with Missouri, who beat us by 25 earlier this year. So it could be something like that. Then we'd have to play Houston or Alabama or somebody like that. Mm-hmm. And
we could actually beat a team like that. And by the way, back to the threes, I think it's wrecked the whole game. And it's not. It's across the board, by the way. That's not an Illinois thing. It's a matter of Illinois doesn't shoot them very well, so they need to crank it back, I think. But the NBA wants you to shoot 35 threes a game.
Yeah, right.
That's all anybody wants. Yep. It's like swinging for the fence in baseball.
Yep.
And they don't make them any better than we do sometimes.
Yeah, right.
It's just, what are you doing? That's what I tell people. As a coach, I wouldn't make it 7 games. Because about 18 minutes and 13 seconds into the second half, I wouldn't have any timeout. And they say, what's he telling you? He just looks at us, screams, and says, what the hell are you doing? That's all I would do. And then I would sit down like Brad did that one time. So I wouldn't make it as a coach because I don't know what they're doing. And it's a long shot, Steve. I told you I shot 100 threes and made 30.
That's pretty good.
But nobody's guarding me. But here's the point. I missed 70 shots. I wouldn't take that on the road. So,
well,
I don't know.
They
got great defense. I think they got great coaches.
I don't know if, based on what I saw last night, I saw the other two Penn State wins. I don't know if we beat Penn State ever. I just think the matchup is horrible, and we can't guard them, and they're able to. They call it, Brad called it booty ball, and there's a rule in the NBA you can't do what they do in college, but you take the ball and you just back in and you dribble, dribble, dribble. They isolate, and then if you bring a guy over, he kicks it out, and they make a three. So it's very difficult for our team.
Well, you've got to outscore a team like that, and when you're continuing to do contested threes at 28%, you're going to give them the ball too many times. And when we go inside, they can't stop us either. And we were right in that game.
We had the 6 points.
But I'm surprised they beat us three times. I'll give them credit, because to beat a team like Illinois three times in one season, that's amazing.
Amazing, yeah. Okay, Joe Biden was speaking yesterday. Yeah.
Where is he? Folks,
look. Here, listen. Oh. He's speaking to, I don't even know where. He's talking about his budget, right?
Okay.
So, folks, look. MAGA Republicans are calling for defunding the police departments. And so, folks, look. MAGA Republicans are calling for defunding the police departments.
So that could be me saying we shoot 50% from three if we weren't fouled all the time. The officials have a conspiracy against it. I mean, what the heck, Johnny? That's not true. So what the heck?
Well, the Democrats started that movement, and it hasn't worked out. There's a lot of people been killed. And so what do? Well, look what the Republicans have done. And listen, it's not their fault. You can't teach a lion not to eat meat. If the Republicans can't stand up to that, then that's all we've got. You can, I don't know what you think about the Republicans. That's all we've got against these guys. And so you've got to stand up, and you've got to think, no, Joe, I don't think that's true. I don't think that was the Republicans, because I remember when you were burning down America, it was the Democrats. Not only that, they encouraged the burning down the America, and they encouraged the turning over cars and lighting fires, and it was a right to protest peacefully.
Yeah.
When the Republicans had a little protest that was still led by the Democrats in Washington, the Republic's at stake. And the difference was there was not nearly the violence there. They were going into their own building, which is theoretically the Capitol's ours, and the only violence was a man in authority killed one of them, which I don't know if that happened in all 500 protests when they were tearing down America. So the backwards blame me and you for what they're doing continues.
Yeah.
And but it's an old trick, and I don't know if it's even worth talking about except to acknowledge we've got to get rid of these people, because you can't do anything and work together in any way when you make a mistake, you blame the other person every time. That's not ever going to work in any endeavor.
One headline says Trump might be indicted. I think that's the only way he doesn't win the Republican nomination, is something like that, right? I mean,
yeah, I just don't think that'll get him out. That's another pretty egregious thing if you look at some of the issues we've had through the years. I don't even know what they're accusing him of, but all the other things turned out to be lies.
Yeah.
So who knows? And was that New York doing that?
Yeah, New York is doing that. But they're obviously seeing that we're not going to keep him from the nomination. They don't want that risk, I suppose. Ron DeSantis, by the way, is privately, according to reports, privately telling his folks that he's running, and that they'll go head to head in Iowa. I guess Ron DeSantis, Florida governor. So don't know if that's true or not, but that's out there this morning too.
And Ron will probably do well in Iowa. I think he'll do well. He won't beat Trump, and unless the other three or four drop out, then maybe there's a chance. But most people, I think, in the Republican primary would feel bad about being cowed into submission, because all of the negatives about Trump, the real negatives, were made up. We know that now. There was no Russian collusion by Trump. That was by the Democrats. And how about the Ukrainian shakedown? Impeaching for that, Steve, which he didn't do. We saw the transcript, and put the guy who shook him down as president.
That's right.
And you're going to go along with that?
We have that clip of Joe Biden saying that fire the guy or we won't give you a billion and all that stuff. That was a...
Yeah.
Okay, other news this morning. Elon Musk says he's planning a utopia town down in Texas where he would build houses and allow his workers, his employees, to live in the house for $800 with all kinds of amenities. And if you are fired or leave, you have to be out of the house in 30 days. Is that unique? I think, didn't they do that in coal towns way back in the day? Where they
maybe. I tell you, Elon is, I kind of like Elon. He's got all kinds of ideas. But having a good place for a worker to live is a really good idea because so many places now, especially the larger cities, the people that are working for the... let's say the white collar people have to commute an hour.
Yeah,
for
right. That's right.
It's tough.
Yeah.
And there's no way if you're doing a coffee shop or a restaurant, you can pay $3,800 a month in rent.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
And so that problem he's addressing, which maybe does go back to coal mining days, is alive and well today. And affordable housing in those areas is really a little more focused. But Steve, you can't make any money at it. So
yeah.
And then when it turns into a government project, it obviously isn't run very well. So it's a problem.
Yeah.
I like Elon. He's always thinking.
Yeah, he has thousands of acres down in Texas where he moved his company, so he's got room to do that, and we'll see what happens.
Interesting.
The Brother Johnny on the phone, ESPN 93.5. It's 7:46 on Friday, March 10. The New Orleans Saints signed Derek Carr from the Las Vegas Raiders to be their quarterback, and in light of what's going on in the other teams in the Saints division, like Tampa Bay and Carolina and Atlanta, I mean, aren't the Saints kind of favored in that division this minute?
Well, we were favored last year, too. But no, I think Derek Carr is the kind of guy we need. He hurt his leg, like, as in massive injury about 4 or 5 years ago. But he was coming up like Mahomes was back then till he got hurt. Hmm. And then he's still real good, but he hasn't got on track because, Steve, it's always a coach-quarterback combo. And so the question is, do we have that? Well, now we have a quarterback, so I'm going to tell you, okay, we got the quarterback, but is Dennis Allen or Pete Carmichael or somebody else going to be able to work with him and bring out the potential he's going to have with the team?
Well, it was he gets $1.5 million for 2023 with a $28.5 million signing bonus. So they figured out the salary cap.
Right. No, that's right.
Since it's 4 years, $150 million, they want Lamar Jackson's talking about $50 million a year. I mean, man. And a lot of these guys want it guaranteed now. It's like, wow.
Let me tell you something, Steve. The difference between $150 million and $200 million in 4 years is pretty small.
Yeah.
Now, the difference between $15 an hour and $6 an hour is a lot.
That's right.
It's amazing. But yeah, what's the difference? $37.5 million or $50 million?
Yep, yep.
But, and Derek really isn't a, quote, proven quarterback. He's not. He's been on the fringe and the potential, and he's going to do this. And he had a terrible year last year.
Well,
I think it's
interesting.
I think it's who we need.
What the ESPN guys talk about, and the whole lot is Aaron Rodgers, and there's word that there's some serious talk with the New York Jets, and that Aaron Rodgers could, in fact, be traded to the New York Jets. Would Rodgers, and by the way, Aaron Rodgers wears number 12. That number is
That's your old hero, Joe Namath.
Joe Namath is, but you know what Joe said? Take it out of retirement, he can wear my number.
Oh, I see.
Well, I thought that was very, very
mature. Well, I don't know. I'll be honest, but Rodgers hasn't looked that good the last couple of years.
Well,
now, he hasn't looked that good relative to Rodgers, is what I'm saying. He's still a great quarterback, but he is not, you know, he's getting older, Steve.
Yeah, he is. I think everybody wants Patrick Mahomes. That guy is something else.
Boy,
Before I let you go, are you looking forward to watching the Oscars Sunday night? Question mark.
I didn't know they were on.
Yeah, right. I know.
Though, since you mentioned it, what's the big movies?
No, I mean, Top Gun.
Oh, I would like to see that win. That should win. That's the only one I've seen.
Top Gun was number one. It was a sequel to a movie, and it dovetailed beautifully. Number two, it was happy. It was a happy ending. Tom Cruise, man, he's the man. So it was something, yeah. It was uplifting. I enjoyed the heck out of it. I think I've seen it two or three times.
So Tom should get an Oscar because he's the only guy that could survive a plane disintegrating at 10 Mach. Believe me.
Yeah, that was real stuff. That was real. I mean, they had a camera. They had a camera, though, Johnny. Yeah. He was going through that stuff. Whatever.
I can't really. I haven't looked at the physics. I'd have to find an expert. But I don't think that could. You could come through. 10 Mach is 10 times the speed of sound.
But they were. I don't know if they did 10, but they did some. Those are real shots that they somehow placed a camera on this on the shield. So I don't know how they did it. But those.
Well, I don't think they actually blew the plane up with him at 70,000 feet.
I probably not that. Yeah. So anyway, it's the Academy Awards, and boy, that used to be such a thing. It really.
Any other big stars or whatnot coming in?
Well, I think Jamie Lee Curtis is in this Everything Everywhere All at Once, and that got 11 nominations. Did you happen to see that Elvis movie?
Some people. Oh, I didn't, but I heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's up. That's up for stuff. Too?
That's up for you know, Best Picture.
I'd like to see that.
Diana. I was actually telling Steve it was a rough summer for me. Because the big hit movies were Top Gun and Elvis, which are the two guys everybody always gets me mixed up with.
Yeah, so that's, I was right. That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah, that's a tough summer. Everybody recognized you and thought you were them.
Yeah.
So, all right, Johnny, we appreciate you on this Friday. Thank you. We covered the gamut. We'll see what happens with Selection Sunday. Illinois will play somewhere against somebody, and we'll see what happens. But I think the everybody's a little timid this morning regarding hopes of making a run. But who knows, right? Who knows?
Well, I will say that team can beat anybody. That's all there is to it. And so, hey, let's play the game.
Yep. See what happens. All right, my friend.
All right, man.
Talk soon. Thanks,
see you
John.
Later.
Appreciate it. Brother Johnny down in New Orleans. All right, 10 till ESPN 93.5.
Man, I just, in looking up some of the Oscar stuff, I see Brendan Fraser in The Whale.
Fraser was George of the Jungle? Brendan Fraser?
Yes.
That guy?
And he's got this, you know, the makeup on him being very heavy. I mean, he's over 300 pounds in this picture.
He didn't gain that, I hope.
I don't know. It must be makeup or something.
Back in the day, Raging Bull, Robert De Niro gained all that weight.
That's right.
Tom Hanks lost all that weight at Castaway. Remember, they had to stop shooting for 8 months. He lost a zillion pounds.
That's right.
I think he put sweaters on in the first part of that movie.
Uh-huh.
But no, I don't think you ought to play with your weight. Did they do that imaging computer thing?
Yeah,
now?
That's right.
Make you fat if they
wanted
to.
Well, Brendan Fraser was in a movie back in the day called With Honors, and I was an extra in that movie. It was on the quad on the U of I campus, and Patrick Dempsey was in it too.
Patrick Dempsey. Oh, yeah. He's a good-looking guy.
Yeah. Sure. So, anyway.
He was in Sweet Home Alabama, I think.
He was.
He was the guy that was shunned at the end and said, so that's what it feels like, because he'd never been shunned.
Right.
Yeah, I got you.
In any case, should be interesting to watch. And a lot of my family watches for the fashions and the red carpet stuff. Of course, my daughter Gabby working for Kohl's corporate office and always being interested in fashion and the business. So that's something we usually take in. I see even Jamie Lee Curtis that I brought in on this Everything Everywhere all at once. She has this plunging neckline, and I don't know. I mean, all of these plunging necklines. It's just that your age and you trying to do that sort of thing.
You got to be careful and aware of where you are, right? I don't think guys my age should wear sleeveless anymore. I'm just saying.
Right.
I mean, unless you're a bodybuilder and you're making an ad or something, but otherwise, just get in shape. All right, 7:53, it's Friday.
Friday the 10th.
March 10th.
Mm-hmm.
We have daylight savings time, meaning before you go to bed Saturday night, you move your clocks up 1 hour. Spring ahead.
That's right.
And so you lose that hour of sleep.
We're clock people, probably a clock or watch or something in every room.
I heard you say that. I'm trying to think where I have a clock in the house.
Is that right?
In the house.
Well, Mike is a collector of timepieces, so... So when it
so
changes,
he's gonna really make the rounds.
It's probably a couple hours.
Oh no! Wow. Because does anybody have a clock? I'm trying to think. My phone is my alarm.
Right.
I got a microwave time thing on the microwave.
It's the, I still have my clock radio next to me on the nightstand, and I listen to the radio in the morning and get some news and things like that. So that digital clock is no problem. But the one in my van takes me the longest time to figure out. You essentially have to shut everything off, and then there's a little pin that you have to into something.
Well, that's, I think they got, depends on the vehicle.
I don't know.
But in any event, I don't think we have.
I get the black electrical tape out for a week. I don't think, cover it up.
I don't think we have a clock in the house. That's interesting.
Is that right?
I don't think we have one clock in the house that I can think of. Anybody have a clock in the house?
Well, and this grandfather clock, he's got a lot of heirlooms and
awesome.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. It's cool. All right, going to check your weather. We'll come back with our second hour. You can always text in anything we talk about, 217-359-2255, getting over the Illini loss to Penn State.
Yeah.
It's a mini lesson. You know, no matter what Selection Sunday says, you know, forget about it. Oh, it's a great, we're going to be fine. They can't beat us three times. We got Northwestern. Yeah, it doesn't matter. So we can beat anybody and we can lose to anybody. So let's see what happens. And here's hoping we put some things together because we're capable. It isn't that easy to get a bunch of folks that don't know each other. 8 months ago, we had 9 new players. We lost 90% of our scoring from last year. 90% was gone. And we won 20? Normally, that's really good.
Yeah, that's right.
So
Brian's suggesting that we move on. Cubs are 9-4, no hitter under our belts. It's time to move on from basketball.
Baseball is 20 days away.
Exactly.
Baseball is 20 days away. Let's go.
I love it.
It's just part of fandom, part of the thing, you know. Mm-hmm. There's only one team that's happy at the end of NCAA basketball, one team. Everybody's going to lose their last.
He's making comments about the Elvis movie and how it was really good. Yeah. Hadn't had a chance to see the Top Gun. Looking forward to it.
Ooh, go see Top Gun.
Mm-hmm.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Illinois. Champaign and Urbana and vicinity. Next late season storm system gathering strength and through the plains. It'll be heading our way with rain this afternoon. This system certainly much weaker from the one of late last week, but there are winter weather advisories as close in as Chicago back west towards the Quad Cities for a few inches of snow and some ice too. Here it's just rain this afternoon at 46 and a gusty east wind. Couple of rounds of rain early on tonight. Breezy low down to 36. Tomorrow, a couple of sprinkles early and late. Much of the day dry, variable cloudy, breezy, high up near 41, down to 25. A bit of a colder air mass moves in here for tomorrow night, and a chilly Saturday, partly sunny, 42. A little bit of a rain snow mix in here on Sunday with a high temperature up near 38. Sprinkles the afternoon Monday at 38 as well. Will be in the upper 30s on Tuesday, moderate back in the 40s for Wednesday and Thursday, and signs of another wet system in here for late next week. Maybe a little snow to precede on Thursday. High temperature up around 45 degrees. For Steve and Jay Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Here's what somebody recently said at Pards in Urbana. I was there just a few minutes, and somebody came up and asked if I needed help. And they were incredible, helping me find the size of boot I needed. And then I bought a second pair, too. Everything was friendly. Everything was excellent. Visit Pards in Urbana, 206 North Maple, between Main and University in Urbana. It's Pards Western Shop since 1968. Or go online and visit Pards.com. Pards.com.
Winter is in full swing and at Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, they want to help you upgrade and save. When you buy a Lennox home comfort system, you get a choice. Decide between a free water heater or a $500 Visa gift card. No qualifications necessary and 0% financing is available. Give Dogtown a call today at 217-841-4728. Schedule a free in-home consultation and take advantage of this great sale. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Wouldn't it be nice to visit a car dealership where you didn't feel like you were at an auction? Or didn't feel like you were being taken to the cleaners?
I'm going to make them an offer he can't refuse.
Welcome to Sarah Champagne. At Sarah, they offer a one-price promise. Every vehicle at a fair price, no negotiation, only the best price. Sarah Champagne, Honda, BMW, GMC, Buick, and Subaru, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com. All of our people on the phone appear courtesy of the Tapman's Towing phone line. Jim Hampton was on our show a couple days ago, and they run a fantastic outfit at Tapman's Towing. They're just so good, and I've watched them work, and we've called them before, and all of those things. They're just really, really, really good at that, good at towing and figuring stuff out, and they do it fast. Really good drivers, too. Good people. All right, the news. We're coming right back. Glad you're listening. Friday morning. I'm Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey.
Morning.
8 o'clock. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.